Texte numéro 62. Mass vaccinations. The pharmaceutical industry has long neglected vaccines, not least because they are mostly needed by countries too poor to pay much for them. However, as concern about the current Ebola outbreak has grown, work on several candidates has been stepped up. This has involved unprecedented collaboration between companies, regulators, governments, and bodies such as the World Health Organization. Two candidates will be ready for testing in West Africa by the end of the year. Healthcare workers will be the guinea pigs, so if the vaccines work, this would have the fortunate side effect of protecting a vital group of people. A lot of collaboration is likely in production, distribution, and purchasing. Rival firms' drugs may be combined into a single treatment. An international agency that procures vaccines for poor countries is working on a plan to make big advance orders of Ebola jabs, but it will need more money if its work on other diseases next year is not to suffer. Beside the short-term help with the outbreak that it's providing, Britain has made a commitment to Sierra Leone, a former colony, to help finance the development of any vaccines it needs over the medium term. Other countries are being urged to follow its example. Governments have already provided around $500 million towards research costs for Ebola drugs and vaccines for poor countries. In late October, drug regulators, industry executives, and other officials and experts gathered in Geneva to discuss what the obstacles to delivering Ebola vaccines were and how these obstacles could be removed. Regulators in America and Europe are trying to rush out guidelines on the data they would require to grant approval for vaccines to be put into widespread use. Since vaccines are given to healthy people, they must be put through stringent safety tests. Pharmaceutical firms say if regulators could harmonise their approvals processes, that could speed up the delivery of new vaccines. There are also plans for a liability fund overseen by the World Bank. This would recompense those who suffer adverse reactions after being inoculated. Vaccine makers usually buy insurance for such eventualities, but given the shortened testing schedule for the proposed Ebola jabs, insurers may be reluctant to provide it. If mass vaccination across West Africa proved necessary, there might be a need for tens of millions of doses. That may sound like an exciting business opportunity for the pharmaceutical firms. But even if the urgency of the situation prompts regulators to waive some of their strict requirements on testing, the vaccine makers will be putting their reputations on the line. If their jabs are rushed into production at great cost to donors but prove ineffective or, worse, have serious side effects, the companies that made them are bound to suffer recriminations. Adapted from The Economist, November 2014.